local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number two on a beautiful Friday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope your work week was awesome. You've got awesome weekend plans. Looking forward to it. Weather's going to be great tonight. Tomorrow shouldn't be too bad. And then Sunday, a little bit cooler with some rain moving in. We'll get more on that here over the course of the next hour. Alan Strum standing by for the updates there. Austin, we'll get you home safe on our roadways, and we're getting you caught up in everything happening in your world with our full rundown, starting with our top three stories today. Opening statements in former President Trump's hush money trial are expected to happen on Monday. Six alternate jurors have now been seated. The former president, accused of falsifying business records in order to cover up payments allegedly made to Stormy Daniels.
This is a giant witch hunt to try and hurt a campaign that's beating the worst president in history. Biden's the worst president in the history of our country.
So that was Trump, of course, leaving the courtroom. Meanwhile, chaos outside of the courthouse when Trump's trial was taking place.
Cameras are turning right now. A man has now lit himself on fire outside of the courthouse in Manhattan, where we are waiting for history to be made. A full jury panel is gone. We are watching a man who is fully emblazoned in the front of the courthouse today. We are watching multiple fires breaking out around his body and person.
And audio from CNN after a man set himself on fire in the designated protest area. Eyewitnesses say the man threw pamphlets into the air before he lit himself on fire after dousing himself with accelerant. He was last reported to be in critical condition. Israel launching a retaliatory strike against Iran. U.S. officials confirming missiles have struck a number of locations inside Iran with no word yet on whether there were any casualties. Several explosions reported near an airbase in the city of Isfahan, home to a number of sites linked to Iran's nuclear program. And also, before we get our local headlines and then traffic and weather, we heard from Congressman Matt Gaetz. We talked about this last hour. I was curious because, of course, Congressman Matt Gaetz, one of the things that I like about him, being a news reporter and of course, talking about politics and news and everything, is he is, whether you love him or you hate him, he will share what's on his mind, and he will tell you his opinion on things. And so far this week, we had not heard him weigh in on the effort from a couple of Republicans to look to file a motion to vacate House Speaker Mike Johnson. We've heard from Speaker Johnson. We've heard from a couple of Republicans. But, of course, Congressman Matt Gaetz, who led the effort to get Kevin McCarthy out of there, he hadn't weighed on until this afternoon. Here was what he had to say.
To break off together, that wouldn't be available. But here is what I regret to inform you. I do believe in a one-seat majority, there could be one or two or three of my colleagues who would take a bribe in one form or another in order to deprive the Republicans of a majority at all. And let me tell you what a Democrat speaker looks like. Their leadoff hitter will be declaring Donald Trump an insurrectionist and setting up a barrier to him being able to become the president of the United States if he is lawfully and legally elected, as I expect he will be. That'll be their leadoff hitter. And then the chaser to that shot will be a massive spending package that looks a lot more like the American Rescue Plan. They will blow past every concept of every cap ever imagined. You'll be looking at universal basic income. You could be looking at packing the Supreme Court. And so the risk that one or two of my corrupt Republican colleagues might take a bribe, take a walk, feign an ailment, and flip this thing to the Democrats is a risk that is too high for me at this time. But
yeah, so of course it bears mentioning there, and what Gaetz alluded to was, you know, it was a thin majority when Kevin McCarthy was voted out, but it's even more thin now. Of course, Kevin McCarthy is no longer there. George Santos is no longer there. Somebody else retired. His name escapes me. But yeah, so down to one, and so Gates says it is not worth the risk there that some Republicans could be on the take, is what he's saying, and that the Republicans could lose the Republican House Speaker there. So thought that was very interesting and insightful there from our congressman. 5:15 local headlines right after traffic and weather. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. We were having congestion in several areas, but it has seemed to have died down for the most part. We still have some backups if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, trying to get onto I-10 there. And we also have an accident here. This is on, it's where Fairfield Drive is going to meet Davis Highway. There is some very minor congestion in that immediate vicinity, but nothing too severe there. Beyond that, Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right, here's Alan.
The weather overnight, again, warm with lows in the 60s and a potential for some fog to develop as we head towards Saturday morning. Now, we've got a bit of a mix over the weekend. I think on Saturday, it's sun and clouds with not much of a chance for any rain on Saturday. However, on Sunday, clouds are back and the rain chance is about 60%. So it's a cloudy day and it's also going to be cooler on Sunday. So high temperatures Saturday, low 80s. High temperatures on Sunday, just around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Looking at some local headlines today, we have posted a link to our News Radio Facebook page today. Family identifying the victim of a tragic shooting last week, 16-year-old Bryson Allen. He was killed in a house party on Wishbone Road last Friday. 19-year-old Ethan O'Brien charged with negligent manslaughter, allegedly showing off a weapon to a group of friends, and it accidentally discharged and struck and killed Allen. O'Brien later turned himself into the sheriff's office. A family setting up a GoFundMe, or friends of the family setting up a GoFundMe. You can visit our News Radio Facebook page to check that out. Also in the 1200 North Palafox Street earlier this afternoon downtown, fire. No word yet on any sort of cause or if there were any injuries. Looks like the Pensacola Fire Department made quick work of that, but of course got a lot of calls and text on that earlier this afternoon. Speaking of fires, Pensacola firefighters are going to be out in the Eastside neighborhood as part of their smoke alarm Saturday programs. They're going to be going door to door offering free smoke alarms for homes that need them, and they can even install them there on site, or if they're a little pressed for time, they can make an appointment to come back. They'll be out from 9 until noon tomorrow. A ribbon cutting yesterday on a new day center that aims to help homeless children and families.
We walk alongside them. If there's a job that they need, we help get them a job. If it's a vehicle, if it's education, if it's a job that pays higher wages, but if it's financial management, they're able to come here and we stabilize them. We give them everything they need in order to stabilize.
That's Executive Director Jennifer Lusher with the Family Promise of Escambia County. They're on Belmont Street. You can get more information online at familypromiseofescambia.com. .org. Very cool program there. Also in Cantonment, right next to the International Paper, you know, the old golf course there. County is now looking into ways to develop that into a park with disc golf, walking trails, a pavilion, and playground. They're proposing a 5-year lease agreement that the county would pay $5,000 the first year, and then it would increase 5% each year after that. The Board of Commissioners will consider that agreement at their meeting on Monday. 5:19, we'll take a break there. A look at our state and national headlines next on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
It's okay to be angry. Godly parents should be lovingly angry with their children when they make sinful choices. Christian citizens should be righteously indignant over the rapidly increasing carnality of our country. Individuals should be personally angry when we do things that we know we shouldn't. Anger is often a right and God-honoring response, but anger can quickly accelerate into sin and into opportunities for the devil. Ephesians 4 instructs us to be angry, but sin not, neither give place or opportunity to the devil. Anger can easily become unrighteous and self-glorifying. Beware of sinful anger, because that's where the devil can get a foothold and ruin your marriage, destroy your relationships with your children, and wreak relational havoc of various types. So as much as possible, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pull me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pull me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go. It's only
5:23 Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in on a Friday. Hope you've got awesome weekend plans here. I know I do. Austin, Tanner just texted me. So Tanner, we're gonna have him on at 5:35. His other phone number, not the one we usually call. That's when you're gonna call him on today.
Okay.
He's out and about. So we got a text and appreciate this. So we were talking about the house fire a little bit earlier ago. Texter sent in a lot of good info on the particular structure that was involved here, and also a link. P&J also did a write up on this here. The fire, 1200 North Palafox. I apologize if I get the name wrong. The historic AP Iniestra House. It's a UWF Historic Trust. It was built back in 1911. Reading the article, the family reportedly owned several of the surrounding lots in the area, but used the property as their main home until 1938. City spokesperson saying that the building was under renovation. Right now, fire department does not have any evidence to suggest anybody was inside of the home at the time. But a historic structure involved in the blaze. Earlier this afternoon, no injuries reported, but definitely a historical building there that was involved. So Wanted to pass that along, so appreciate the text on that. And then also just happened to stumble upon the link there as I was scrolling through Facebook there in the last break. 525 here at News Radio, state and national news right after traffic and weather.
Alrighty, so I'll keep it brief because luckily it doesn't appear like there's anything too severe going on the roads right now. We'll start with I-10. If you are traveling westbound on I-10 from Pensacola Boulevard closer to Pine Forest Road, we've got some congestion that kind of reaches for a bit there, but it is very mild. Could just be evening traffic because that's happened before without any confirmation of an accident. Nothing too severe at this time. Same could be said for Pine Forest Road itself if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 west there. Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, still has that chunk of congestion that we're so used to seeing at this time every day. The last main spot is if you're traveling westbound on Highway 90 or Caroline Street, coming from Dogwood Drive and approaching downtown Milton. But again, that is also very minor.
The weather overnight, again, warm with lows in the 60s and a potential for some fog to develop as we head towards Saturday morning. Now, we've got a bit of a mix over the weekend. I think on Saturday, it's sun and clouds with not much of a chance for any rain on Saturday. However, on Sunday, clouds are back and the rain chance is about 60%. So it's a cloudy day and it's also going to be cooler on Sunday. So high temperatures Saturday, low 80s, high temperatures on Sunday, just around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, Alan, thank you. Florida's unemployment rate is up slightly. The Department of Commerce says the state's jobless rate rose 0.1% in March to 3.2%. Non-farm jobs increased by more than 10,000 in March.
And there's a new way for Floridians to request a vote by mail ballot. A new form for voters is now available in every county. People will need to provide their driver's license number and the last four digits of their Social Security card number. The process will need to be complete for anyone who wants to vote by mail in any elections this year or in 2025. Under a new state law, residents will need to register for the process every 2 years.
A new study shedding light on Florida's property insurance crisis. The study by real estate company Redfin found over 70% of Florida homeowners say they live in an area that has seen insurance costs rise or changes in coverage, such as being dropped by their insurer. That compares with less than half of homeowners nationwide. More than a quarter of respondents say they are or have been concerned their carrier will stop offering them insurance.
Here nationally, more conservatives are backing the effort to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson. Arizona Republican Paul Gosar announced today that he's supporting the motion to vacate Johnson, put forward by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, and that comes as the House is moving forward with the bills to provide military aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan.
We would write if Republicans were in charge of both the House, the Senate, and the White House. This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances to take care of these really important obligations. And so we look forward to the vote tomorrow. We look forward to every member voting their conscience.
Today, Democrats helped pass a motion to bring the bills to a vote. Conservatives want Ukraine aid tied to funding for the southern border.
Title IX rules are getting a major overhaul after a push from the Biden administration. The changes announced come in an effort to boost rights of sexual assault victims and LGBTQ students, fulfilling a Biden campaign promise. Colleges will now be allowed to use a lower standard to find someone guilty of sexual misconduct, reversing policies put in place by former President Trump.
And the Maryland high school student who is accused of plotting a mass shooting will remain behind bars. A judge in Rockville today denied bond for 18-year-old Andrea Yeh, who goes by the name Alex. Montgomery County Police say investigators found a 129-page manifesto allegedly detailing plans for carrying out a school shooting.
Reports that the Chinese embassy has been lobbying federal lawmakers against legislation that would force the sale of TikTok. Senator John Cornyn, Cornyn, not a fan.
But I guess we should thank them for being so candid and so honest about who is affected by this bill.
And the current bill, which would force the Chinese owners of TikTok to divest or get banned, is getting fast-tracked in Congress as it's been attached to an aid package for Ukraine and Israel.
And more than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators have been issued summonses for trespassing for protests held Thursday at Columbia University. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the school's students have a proud history of protests, but they're not allowed to trespass. Adams says the university's president reached out to the NYPD for support after numerous warnings to students and others occupying the campus's south lawn.
Just a little shy of 5:30 here. A quick look at our sports scoreboard. So tonight we've got the Eastern Conference play-in, the Bulls and the Heat, starting at 6. Also, the Kings and Pelicans at 8:30 on TNT. That'll be for the 8th seed. And the Pelicans without Zion, so tough break there. TBS doubleheader in the NHL, that's tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Islanders, Hurricanes, Maple Leafs, Bruins. Cubs beat the Marlins 8-3. The Rays are taking on the Yankees at 6:05, and the Braves with the Rangers on Apple TV Plus at 6:20.
I'm John Saucier. The full jury's now been seated in former President Trump's New York hush money trial. Opening arguments could begin as soon as Monday. The former president dismissing the cases against him as illegitimate.
So this is just a concerted witch hunt, whether it's Judge Kaplan with a person I have no idea until they called and said they're suing us. I had no idea who this person was.
Outside the courthouse, a man apparently lit himself on fire. NYPD Chief Jeffrey Bimadre spoke to the press about the incident and the condition of the victim.
We're able to put the male extinguisher on fire, and from that point, we remove him to a Cornell burn unit where right now he's there in a critical condition.
We talked to this witness who was there around the time it happened.
He doused himself. I actually thought it was water at first. Yeah. And then I think before he doused the second one, threw the flyers all over.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, Maryland's governor is giving an update on cleanup efforts around the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse site. Speaking to reporters earlier today, Governor Wes Moore said that crews have recovered more than 120 containers. They're working towards a goal to remove more than 140 containers. Moore also went on to say that the bridge will be rebuilt. Now, the bridge collapsed after being struck by a cargo ship recently, killing 6 people on the bridge. And Netflix, one of the top stories in today's trading, shares the video streaming giant weight on the NASDAQ after the company said that it would stop providing subscriber count figures. Netflix also issuing a fiscal forecast that came in below analysts' expectations. While reporting its first quarter numbers, it said that they had higher profits and revenues and that it gained 9.3 million new subscribers. That was significantly higher than last year's 1.75 million. In explaining the decision to stop providing subscriber counts, Netflix said that new revenue streams like advertising and extra member features are in focus, so memberships are just one component of their growth. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed. That's Your Money Now.
Moments like making my...
I'm Amy Lawrence with a Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Sid the Kid wants to talk contract extension with the Pittsburgh Penguins. At 37 years old, the future Hall of Famer Sidney Crosby has one season left on a 12-year deal. He just wrapped up his 19th season with the Penguins and had 94 points. The three-time Stanley Cup champion is still averaging a point per game. Hard to imagine he's not worth it in Pittsburgh. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The celebration continues at Pete Moore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Piedmore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through BCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, check out Cinemas in the Sand at the Gulfside Pavilion. Bring your beach chairs and enjoy Jumanji beginning at sunset. It's a free event presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Gallery Night in downtown Pensacola is Friday night from Garden to Main. This month, highlighting Earth Day. GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Tanner, T-A-N-N-E-R, T-A-N-N-E-R, Tanner.
Yes, the one and only Tanner Stewart coming up here in just a couple of moments after we get our traffic and weather update out of the way. We'll start with Alan Strum, who's got the weekend forecast deets.
The weather overnight, again, warm with lows in the 60s and a potential for some fog to develop as we head towards Saturday morning. Now, we've got a bit of a mix over the weekend. I think on Saturday, it's sun and clouds with not much of a chance for any rain on Saturday. However, on Sunday, clouds are back and the rain chance is about 60%. So it's a cloudy day and it's also going to be cooler on Sunday. So high temperatures Saturday, low 80s. High temperatures on Sunday, just around 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And as for the roads here, it's going to be Pine Forest Road that's going to give you the most trouble. This is especially if you're traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10. Beyond that, it's just some minor backups here and there, maybe on North Davis Highway, you know, nothing too crazy. Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards the intersection with Mobile Highway. And maybe downtown as well, near the intersection with Main Street and South Palafox Street. We've got some backups going both ways there. And we do have an accident report on Navarre Parkway. This is around if you're traveling westbound near Highway 87. I don't know if that's causing any congestion on its own, but nonetheless in that area. So be on the lookout for that as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Allison. Appreciate that. 538 here at News Radio 92.3. Joining us on the phone, as he does each and every Friday, Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor. Tanner, how are you this afternoon? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Joe. I'm doing all right. I'm ready for the weekend. The clock is ticking. How are things going today at News Radio?
Pretty darn good, Tanner. Can't complain. We have been in a very festive mood, of course, because Taylor Swift dropped a hammer on the panhandle today, and we'll ask you about that here in just a couple of minutes. But yes, it's been a lot of Taylor discussion, and spent some time listening to the album this afternoon. So very good vibes, yeah. Very good moods all the way around. I wanted to ask you. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
I have some thoughts on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's get to some of the more serious stuff that we had going on in the news this week. Our week started off with a visit with the governor, and everything is calculated. Of course, we know that in the political sphere. So signing a bill that has to do with charter schools and how it makes easier for underperforming schools to turn things around as part of the charter program. Obviously, the administration, the Department of Education, and the Escambia School Board had a little bit of drama when that whole thing was going on. You were right smack dab in the center of it. So probably no coincidence that he talked about the bill here at Warrington.
Yeah, you know, Joe, and there's so much history with this because it's a complex situation. The governor spoke at Warrington Prep, formerly Warrington Middle School, and the idea, I think, you know, of the governor speaking there is that Warrington Middle had a decade of failure, literally 10 years of failed grades, either a D or an F, according to the state standard. And this new bill, what it does is it basically says, look, any school in Florida, if you have a D or an F for two consecutive years, and we're talking about state grades here, not a report card, but the grade that the state gives the school. And if you have a D or an F for two consecutive years, you have a decision to make right now on whether you want to implore a charter company to come in and create a charter school out of this school, or you shut the school down and you move these students to a new operation. So going back to the decision on how Warrington Prep became Warrington Prep was very similar to this. The school board decided something needed to change after 10 years of failure there, and they went months and months on deciding, should we bus the students here? Should we change the format of the school? How do we close the school? And it literally came down to the last day of when a decision needed to be made, and the State Department of Education essentially took over and said, look, here's what's going to happen. You're going to sign a contract. There was one bidder for Warrington Middle, which was Charter Schools USA. It was the only company that came in to make an offer. The governor used Warrington Prep, you know, as a backdrop for his press conference on Monday to basically say, this isn't going to happen anymore. There's not going to be a school that fails for 10 years. As you can see, here we have Warrington Prep, the newest charter school in Escambia County, and this is how it's going to be from now on. And you have four schools in Escambia County currently on that list. And I have to go back and look at the legislation, Joe, but I believe it may go into effect, say, next year. So it doesn't mean that a school that meets that 2 years of consecutive grades is going to become a charter school next year. It's going to take some time, but what this does mean is that there are some schools that, you know, red flags all over the state, but here in our area, there's several schools that you would think are on the cusp of that, and we could very well see more charter schools coming to this area very soon. I know that was a lot, but if you go back, you look at the history of this, it's a very complex situation, Jeff.
Yeah. I believe it was a week ago today, Brett Kearney was the one who was reporting on this, but some positive news that came out of the Escambia School District was looking like the Escambia Children's Trust was looking at committing funds towards these community partnership schools. Escambia County has three of them, and district leaders will tell you, hey, it's had an amazing impact. So that was a week ago. Fast forward to yesterday, and you know the district's got the book lawsuits and the challenges and everything. And DeSantis talked about that, about how there's going to be a limit on that. That was another part of his press conference. And then we have at last week's school board meeting, a parent talking about some homework that her child had received that I would say would probably not fly in the face of the district's Don't Say Gay bill, as the opponents call it. So the thoughts and where things stand on that now.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here in this school district. There has been, and, you know, obviously we're in this area, so we cover this school district more than, say, South Florida, which we don't cover here at all. But, you know, I think the idea is going back to that parental rights and education law, and I'd have to go back and get a refresher on the specifics of the law, but it's for K through 3, and there is no discussion of any gender identity. And as we know in the state, there is a law that puts in place that you're not subject to call someone by their preferred pronoun. You're well within your rights to refer to someone by their biological or given identity. And it's a lot, Joe. You look at you mentioned the school library book lawsuit too. The governor really honed in on the non-parent submitting these book reviews and the idea that so many of these parents are submitting book reviews simply because they can. And we went through a number of different books that were taken off the shelf because they had to be, because under the law, if a member of the public submits a book for review, it doesn't matter what book it is, the book has to be pulled until the review is complete. That review may not take any time. It may be a day, and then it's back on the shelves. But you had parents, you had teachers in the school district who were doing this. They continue to advocate against inappropriate materials in schools. And I think this law, pertaining to the library books that you mentioned, it may take some pressure off of the school boards across the state from feeling like their one and only job for the next several years is to look over 1,000 books that have been on the shelves for several years. And so now, under the law now, a non-parent of the district has 12 books a year, one book per month they can submit for a review. And it may very well, like I said, alleviate some pressures from a school board or school district to have to sort through this. We talked about school libraries at the start of this year and how many school libraries were closed simply because these, media experts, they didn't know what to do. Are these books supposed to be here? Is the library supposed to be closed? So, yeah, this seems like, they're trying to take some pressure off of what we've gone through the last year or so.
Yeah, and I guess, a question that I guess would be something certainly to keep an eye on would be, we've also covered both us and you guys over Channel 3, the Moms for Liberty groups, and I wonder if they just don't look at this as to say, okay, this is going to cause us to kind of get numbers to file these challenges en masse rather than just in one individual person. So that'll be something to keep an eye on here locally as well. More with Tanner coming up here in just a moment after traffic and weather.
Well, let's see. In our last traffic and weather update, we talked about Pine Forest Road, particularly if you were traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10. There still appears to be some congestion in that area and some at the intersection of Main Street and Palafox Street, especially on Main Street. If you're traveling westbound, there appears to be a lot of backups there. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. Outside of that, there does not appear to be much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Yeah, picture perfect night tonight. Right now sitting at 79 degrees, mostly clear, 68 with some patchy fog early tomorrow. Partly sunny Saturday, high of 82, and a 20% chance a thunderstorm may fire up at some point. Mostly cloudy, 62 tomorrow night, and then we have a 60% chance of showers and cooler temps around 70 degrees on Sunday. Tanner, you will say publicly, for the record, that you were just researching for a story, but I saw that you were gambling on the station's dime this week.
Yeah, actually on one of our photographers' dime because I didn't have my debit card with me. So, complete independent expenses there, Joe. But we did a little demonstration. This lottery story was a big hit. It seemed like everyone wanted to know what happened, why did it happen, and how could someone go to such lengths or small lengths.
Pretty poor lengths.
To try to commit something like this. So going back to that lottery story, you've got a couple here believed to have taken two $50 scratch-offs, okay? $50 scratch-offs, ripped them in half, taped them together. As you see it for yourself, it's pretty poorly done, and tried to pass it for a $1 million winner. And I think the catch of it all, what I've come to is that you have two $50 lottery tickets here, Joe, who are complete non-winners. There's not a dollar
of winnings on these two tickets. So essentially, you've spent $100 to face grand theft charges. And so, yeah, we did our little demonstration, and that was just kind of an impromptu thing. But I thought, let's see what this even looks like, if it even comes close to looking like it would pass. And I have to say on the record that we disposed of them. We did not turn them into the lottery office. We didn't return to the lottery office after we went there yesterday morning. And, not a good idea. It didn't work for me, Joe. I mean, it wouldn't have worked for me, and I wouldn't have tried it. So, interesting story, but, you know, the sheriff says that stuff doesn't happen a lot here, and I think maybe you know why.
Yeah.
You don't have a good chance of getting
through. Well, for you, worst-case scenario, it's a great story. Best-case scenario, you hit $1 million, and then you and I split it, and then we just have a good old time there.
Well, if I legitimately hit the million, probably wouldn't even do the story. I would have you'd be wondering where I was next Friday.
Right. Where's Tanner? He's supposed to call in. He's not on.
Yeah, it's that lottery again.
Yeah, Tanner, we'll let you go on this here. We'll talk about Taylor here, of course, releasing her new album. Do you subscribe to the theory? Of course, we have the lyrics where Destin is pretty clearly alluded, but the Swifties have already dissected the albums, and it seems pretty clear to them that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, their love story makes an appearance. And one of it's like Alchemy. That's the name of the song, right?
I have to get through the whole album. So there was a lot of talk this morning about this Florida song, or Florida, I think is how it's titled, with three exclamation marks.
That's right.
So I went outside, I turned the song on, I listened to it, and I tell you, I thought Taylor Swift was country. I know she's kind of veered off of that years ago, so any Swifties out there listening, I hear you. But it's an interesting song. I'm not really sure if it's like, if it's like a negative thing. It sounds like, it sounds really cool to go to Florida after you listen to the song, but I'm not sure it's the best representation of the whole state.
That was the feedback that I saw on your Facebook post there. A lot of people were saying, nah, this is a slap. This is a slap in the face to Floridians.
The Destin twist there is interesting. You know, Pensacola police, I think, posted in reference to it and talked about you can always come to visit Pensacola too. So I'm not really sure. I would like to know this. When is the last time Taylor Swift was in Destin, and did she actually get a timeshare in Destin?
I want to know. Okay. Well, we'll put our ace reporter on that, and we'll report back next week. Austin, did you catch that? That's what your assignment is next week.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Tanner, we'll let you go on that. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week, all right?
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, you as well. Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor, joining us as he does each and every Friday. Quick break, back with the final check of the roads and weather, and good news and wacky stories next.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Beach Store.
Bands on the Beach is back. Grab a lawn chair or towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, Mass Confusion takes the stage, playing classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and oldies, all in their own style. Grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about two bills the governor signed yesterday. One about social service organizations to promote themselves to students in school and school chaplains if parents and school districts opt in. Also, some road projects got you up to speed on those. The Foley Beach Express being a freeway now that the state of Alabama has purchased it. And US 29 and I-10 going to undergo some reconstructive surgery and lane reductions starting next week to affect your drive. All of those podcasts you can listen to at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 5:55 here. We'll get one last very quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest towards I-10 or traveling northbound coming from I-10 and heading towards 9 Mile, we've got some minor congestion going both ways there, but luckily it is not too severe. And the only other spots are downtown Pensacola, particularly if you're traveling westbound on Main Street, passing the intersection with South Palafox. We've got some pretty heavy backups there and a little bit more near the intersection of Garden Street and North Tarragona. We've just got some backups in that area, a bit worse than usual. Luckily, no confirmation of accidents, though. Outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
It will be another warm night. Overnight, lows falling down mainly into the upper 60s, and we might see some fog develop as we head toward Saturday morning. Sun and clouds during the day Saturday, most likely dry and warm with highs in the low 80s. Sunday, everything changes. Cooler air moves in, the high temp only around 70 degrees, and we've got a pretty good chance for rain on Sunday at 60%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Alan, thank you. 5:56 here. Wacky stories. PetSmart Austin is offering to cover your bad ink with a tattoo of your favorite pet. Which one would you choose from out of the 30 that you have? We'll let you think on that for a moment. They're running a nationwide contest called PetSmart Tattoo Redo. Five winners will be flown to L.A. to get unwanted tattoos covered by new ones based on photos of their pets. The prize includes travel from anywhere in the U.S., a two-night stay in L.A., and a trip to the Allium Tattoo Studio. I suppose that's a good tattoo studio to go to if you're there.
I guess. Yeah, I don't have any tattoos, so I don't have to worry about this. But if I did have to choose one pet, it would have to be my cat Niles, because he's been very loyal to me. Like, he is like a dog. He is loyal like a dog. Picked him up from the woods one day because he came up to me as a kitten, and 6 years later to the month, I think we got him April 21st, something like that. In a couple days it's going to be the 6 year anniversary that we got that little son of a gun. Nice. So he would have to be my choice. Let's see. The FAA is investigating a flight from April 10th that was carrying the Colorado Rockies baseball team. A video posted to Instagram shows the team's hitting coach sitting in the cockpit at cruise altitude while the autopilot was engaged. While the hitting coach, Hensley Mullins, is sitting in one of the pilot chairs, the video also shows one of the pilots sitting next to him. In the video caption, Mullins says, quote, "Thanks to the captain and first officer of our United charter that allowed me this great experience." United says, "We are deeply disturbed by what we see in that video."
Yeah.
I see where, I said this last hour, I see where United's coming from.
Sure.
Because, and I just saw the headline on ESPN when you were talking with Tanner earlier, they were covering it, and they're talking about unauthorized personnel. That's exactly what I said. It's just a principle that you got somebody back there who should, or up there rather, who shouldn't be.
Right. Well, you know, the good news is that the airline industry has no other issues that they need to concern themselves with right now.
Especially, yes, if you're Boeing. They've crystal clear reputation there.
A man in Australia named David Clarkson just broke a world record by hitting 120 different bars in a single day. Previous record was 99. He started at a hotel bar in Sydney and spent the next 24 hours walking around to 119 more bars. The rules say he had to order a drink at each place and consume at least 125 milliliters of each one. That's a little over 4 ounces. The rules didn't say the drinks had to be alcoholic, though, so here's hoping he mixed in plenty of water. But that's a long day, man.
For sure. And some quick good news here. The manager of a Taco Bell near Philly did CPR on an 11-week-old baby and saved the kid's life. The boy's mother had just turned into the drive-thru last Saturday when she realized he'd turned blue and wasn't breathing. Manager Becky Arbaugh immediately dropped everything, threw her headset down, did chest compressions, and brought him back. She says she was able to stay calm because her own daughter had a similar experience as a baby.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, that'll do it for hour number two. Thanks so much for tuning in. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We're back in 10 minutes for a final run-through of everything happening in your world today before we sign off for the weekend on Pensacola right now.